The Green European Journal presents Enemies of Society: How the Media Portray Climate Activists by Stella Levantesi. With disruptive modes of protest becoming more widespread, climate activists are accused of alienating policymakers and public opinion from the just cause of climate action. However, an analysis of mainstream media discourse in the United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy suggests that the othering and demonization of climate activists are neither new nor unbiased. Sociopaths, vandals, eco-anarchists, fearmongers, fanatics, the list could go on and on. As civil disobedience-based protests are surging in response to continued climate inaction and obstruction by political leaders, polluting companies and other vested interests, climate activists are being labelled and accused across European media. The language of so-called eco-extremism is being weaponized against groups, even groups that are using legal forms of civil disobedience to advocate for climate action, says Jenny King, head of climate research and policy at the non-profit Institute for Strategic Dialogue, the ISD. This tactic, explains King, is increasingly stark in the UK context and is developing as a trend in Germany. Out of over 400 headlines in English, German, and French language media that framed climate activists as a security threat, around 80% were published by German language outlets, according to a recent analysis by ISD. These included comparisons with the 1970s and 1980s German left-wing extremist group Red Army Faction, Rote Armee Fraktion, and references in mainstream media to an interview in the tabloid Bild, which reported that a terrorism expert warned of radicalized climate activists. There is no distinction, King says, being made between protests that might be counter to the mainstream or might be considered radical, and the actual ideology that undergirds eco-extremism, which has a very clear history behind it. The Institute for Strategic Dialogue, ISD, also found that mainstream media outlets echoing this narrative, even when the intention is to debunk connections between activists and eco-terrorisms, can be easily misused by alternative media to reinforce the climate terrorists' messaging. Promoting antagonism. According to King, mainstream media across the political spectrum fall into the trap of reporting on the controversies surrounding protests by movements such as Just Stop Oil and Last Generation, rather than reporting on the reasons and substance of their climate actions. This often results in the media focusing on and spotlighting the polarisation surrounding climate activism today, rather than issues relating to climate action. It's rare that you'll see an article about Just Stop Oil that's actually addressing their advocacy position, says King. 99% of the article is about the methods being used and whether or not they're legitimate. There is a broad trend of making the story about the methods and the antagonism, rather than making it about the positions that are being championed and why they're being championed. In Italy, too, mainstream media outlets often reiterate debates surrounding protests, echo direct attacks against climate activists, and promote anti-climate activism narratives. According to a study by Greenpeace Italy and media monitoring hub Osservatorio di Pavia on the climate coverage of mainstream Italian newspapers, TV news broadcasts, and the most followed outlets on Instagram, criticism of climate movements or their modes of protest are among the most frequently weaponized topics in order to delay and hinder the climate transition. On TV news in particular, they are present in 7% of news stories discussing the climate crisis. Over the last year, climate activism has emerged in the media, and it is central to those attempts aimed at bringing public discourse to obstruct climate action and the energy transition, said Giancarlo Stalloni, communications director at Greenpeace Italy. The othering of activists. Labelling activists, Stalloni says, fuels the perception that these are violent groups and are, ultimately, enemies of society. King echoed this, It is an obvious tactic to frame the fight against frontline movements in the language of eco-extremism, because it delegitimizes that activity, explains King. There is a very clear objective, which is to other these types of movements, and to attribute blame in a way that distances them from the rest of society. The process of othering is a core strategy of climate obstruction efforts. For instance, climate deniers and delayers have employed the terms realists and alarmists to discredit legitimate scientific warnings and associate denier messaging with rationality and realism. In 2020, Cambridge University researcher Giulio Corsi and I analysed the use of these two terms on Twitter and found a 900% increase in their use over the previous 4 years. Spikes in tweets about alarmism and realism often corresponded to high-profile speeches by activist Greta Thunberg between 2018 and 2019, when the climate movement was in the media spotlight for its strikes, protests, and marches all around the world. Our analysis also found that this framing, just like weaponizing the language of extremism to attack activists, exploits the negative connotation of certain terms and creates an us versus them dynamic. Language and messaging used to promote the othering of climate advocates also tap into right-wing identity values and propaganda, and the idea that climate action impinges on individual freedom. Much like the alarmist versus realist narrative falsely portraying climate advocates and legitimate climate science as catastrophists, the analysis by ISD found that some English language headlines described activists as idiots, crazies, freaks, or nuts. The idea of portraying activists as crazy or insane is also reminiscent of a decade-old climate denier strategy. In 1998, Big Oil Trade Association, American Petroleum Institute, published an action plan aimed at exploiting the uncertainties in climate science. The plan, developed by Exxon, Chevron, Southern Company, and representatives from conservative organizations, stated, quote, "Victory will be achieved when those promoting the Kyoto Treaty on the basis of existent science appear to be out of touch with reality," end quote. The rhetoric, likening those who warn about the catastrophic impacts of the climate emergency to someone who is out of touch with reality, was used to promote the idea that climate advocates and scientists were of unsound mind, delirious, and not to be listened to. Mocking language. Using mocking language to refer to climate activists is also a common strategy. In German media, the term Klimakleber, climate gluers, was used more than 200 times in both alternative and mainstream media outlets as activists started protesting by gluing their hands to picture frames in museums and art galleries, ISD reports. This expression comes with contemptuous and mocking perception and constitutes emotive language, which increases click rates and skews perceptions, writes Sarah Bunsen for ISD. French-language mainstream outlet BFM TV cited Andrea Cotarac, a politician of the far-right party Rassemblement National, and referred to the protests as une explosion de crétins, an explosion of idiots, according to the same analysis. Derogatory language and othering narratives were used to delegitimize climate activists even before Just Stop Oil, Last Generation, and other groups. Many of the ad hominem attacks revolved around the figure of Greta Thunberg. In Italy, for example, the term Gretini, a mix of the words Greta and cretini, idiots, circulated in the media when referring to activists of Fridays for Future and other youth climate movements. In other countries, too, some media outlets have worked as an echo chamber for propaganda-based messaging against the climate movement and Greta Thunberg. As reported by Scientific American, an editor of the right-wing British magazine Spiked called Thunberg a weirdo and wrote that there is something chilling and positively pre-modern about Ms. Thunberg. Andrew Bolt, a Sky News host, wrote a column where Thunberg is labelled as deeply disturbed. According to a study published in 2019, German newspapers used ageist terms and images, including pupils, absentees, and dreamers, to delegitimize Fridays for Future. The study also emphasized that Greta Thunberg was held responsible for the students' absenteeism from school during climate strikes. Violence and criminalization. Anti-climate activism narratives also seep into social media. During COP27, the UN Global Climate Conference held in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, in November 2022, social media posts contained abusive language and calls for violence towards activists, according to ISD and the Climate Action Against Disinformation Network. There is an escalation now in rhetoric. It's not just these people, activists, are stupid and we disagree with them. There's far more gendered disinformation and sexually graphic rhetoric being used, says King. In September, in Italy, a 23-year-old last-generation activist was targeted with sexist comments on social media, as well as right-wing newspapers and radio. Once you dehumanize any pocket of society, whether it's an ethnic minority, or in this case, a climate movement, there's a far greater likelihood of that translating into violent outcomes, explains King. It produces much more targeted abuse and harassment, death threats, rape threats, and all that stuff you see circulating in the digital sphere. Today, climate activists in multiple countries are also facing charges for their protests. In 7 German states, police raids targeted last-generation activists at 15 properties. In the UK and Italy, governments proposed and passed bills which are aimed at limiting and sanctioning activism, campaigners say. In Italy, the crackdown on climate activists also reflects the current political context of Meloni's far-right government, according to Sterloni. Quote, "The Italian media is interested in what politicians are interested in, and the politicisation of the issue carries the interest of the media with it as well," he added. In January, in response to a protest by last-generation activists in Milan, Matteo Salvini, Minister of Infrastructure and leader of the far-right Lega, said, "These are not environmentalists, they are vandals who deserve to go to jail." "What concerns us most," says Sterloni, "is the criminalisation of climate activism. In other social movements, we have seen the attempt to criminalise groups that are more radical, in this case, in an attempt to divide and weaken the climate movement." The presence of anti-climate activism narratives in the media shows how these can be used to frame the whole public debate on climate action and, ultimately, contribute to shaping the public's perception of the issue. This article is the first of a series dedicated to climate discourse in the European media. This project is organised by the Green European Foundation in collaboration with Vox Europe, and with the support of the European Parliament. If you like this article, check out our website, greeneuropeanjournal.eu, for more. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Green EU Journal to stay up to date on the latest articles, printed editions and podcast episodes.